The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, for anyone signing a new tenancy agreement, there are now new rules in place which you should be aware of. Yesterday, the new Residential Tenancies Bill came into effect and will impact all new tenancies. The legislation has been criticised by opposition parties, renters and some landlords. And joining me now to discuss this more is News Talk reporter Emily Keegan. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Claire.
So what are the major changes, firstly, to the law that people really should know about?
Yeah, so there are a few things that really stand out. It's a pretty lengthy piece of legislation. There's a lot of details in it, but the main things to be aware of is that the new renters are entitled to a tenancy of 6-year minimum duration, which means that landlords can't offer you a tenancy that's anything less than that, and then it will be continued to be renewed in 6-year cycles. So after the 6 years, you'll get an additional 6 years. It won't be cut down to, say, 2 years or anything after that. Now, this doesn't apply to the tenants themselves. You can leave before the 6 years.
You're not trapped.
You're not trapped, no. So you can leave after 1 year, after 6 months. You can leave whenever you feel like it, but the landlord just can't offer you less than that. There are a number of reasons that a landlord now can end that tenancy within those 6 years, but they're really limited, and it depends on whether they're a large or small landlord, and they don't include things like plans to sell the property. So the landlord has to be in serious financial kind of distress, or they want to move themselves or their family member into it. So it's much more limited than it is now. But the main thing to know is that these new rules only apply to people who signed their agreement from yesterday onwards.
Okay.
So if you are already in a tenancy for the past few years or for the past few months, it doesn't apply to you. Rent increases are also capped at 2%, which is, we've seen a lot with the rent pressure zones. But they can be reset to market rate at the end of the tenancy of 6 years, or if a tenant leaves that tenancy agreement sooner, they can be reset to market rate at that point. Now, there are, as I said, a lot of smaller details within this new legislation. And one of the main issues people are reporting is how difficult it is to understand. So one indication of this having an effect on the rental market is the rise in notices of termination last year. So data from the Rental Tenancies Board shows a rise of 35% in eviction notices in the third quarter of last year, with most of those being sent because the landlord plans to sell the property. Now, this has been linked to the possibility of people selling up their rented properties because they're concerned about a change in laws that they don't fully understand. And we're kind of seeing that even over the weekend, the news from Wexford of around 100 people in one estate getting eviction notices right before these new rules came into force. So on the day that the legislation was actually approved by Cabinet, I heard of 5 people receiving notices that afternoon. And Lucy from Cork is actually one of them.
I have lived in my house in the city centre for 6 years this June, and I live with 4 other girls, and about 2.5 weeks ago our landlord sent us a message and told us that we were going to be evicted, and he just was plain about it and said it was because of the new tenancy laws going into place on March 1st.
Obviously you've started looking for a house then again straight away. Do you find that these new tenancy laws have made things a bit more complicated trying to find somewhere new to rent?
Oh, big time. Like, I'm 31, so I'd love to find somewhere by myself. But at the moment, it just seems like house share is a new house share. It's just rooms are available. I have tried to find somewhere with my housemates. At the moment, I looked in Cork and I didn't put a limit on the highest price point. And there was 29 listings on Daft in Cork and Cork suburbs. And like, there was stuff, there was like a shed and a garden that was one bed studio attached to a house. Like, it's for 1500. Like, it's not possible to do at the moment anyway. The day that we got our notice, I had heard of 5 separate people, 2 couples and a single person in 3 different houses who got the same notice as us. And I know of countless other people just through word of mouth in my job who are getting the same notices as us. The bare minimum they could have done was put some form of thing in place to protect even just long-term renters like myself. Like, one of my housemates has been in the house 10 years this August. I'm 6 years. There should have been a protection that if you'd been renting for 24 months or something, that there you couldn't kick us out, that there was some form of protection for us, for anyone. Like, it was ridiculous. There's no care put into place for tenants.
Where does this leave you now? You obviously have a career in Cork, you have friends in Cork, and it's so hard to find somewhere else to live for a reasonable price. What's your future looking like now?
Right now, pretty bleak. I've emigrated before. It's looking like I'm going to have to emigrate again.
What is your message for the government right now?
Protect us. Stop lining your pockets. Look after the people who voted you in. This is our lives. You live fancy, gorgeous, gold-plated lives. The rest of us are struggling.
All right, a real sense of frustration there from Lucy and other renters as well. But what about the landlords?
Yeah, so there seems to be a lot of confusion amongst landlords as well. And the Irish Property Owners Association has actually raised concerns over the lack of what it calls an adequate debate on this legislation before it came into effect. So it had put forward a number of recommendations to be included in the changes. It says that these new rules risk reducing supply and accelerating the exit of private landlords from the market. There are concerns over what happens when a family member with a rented property dies, for example. So then the family member who would take over that property wouldn't be able to evict the tenants to sell the property. The tenants would have to remain in that property until the 6 year ends. So they would have to sell the property with the tenant in place, which will affect them, the price that they can get for the property. They also proposed a structured rent reset, allowing increases of 4% annually for 4 years and then return to market rate in year five. So they're not happy with the 2% annually and then back to market rate after 6 years. They also proposed an extension of protections of small landlords to cover company held tenancies that remain under the threshold, so under the three property limit in order for you to qualify as a larger landlord. Mm-hmm. So all of these concerns are raised by the IPOA with the government ahead of the bill being enacted. But there's one major concern held by landlords, and that's the fact that they can't evict the tenants to sell a property within the 6 year minimum duration. So this means homes might be devalued because they're forced to sell with tenants in place. And the association's Maurice Deverell explains what that would look like.
If we look at the RTB figures from last summer, we can see that the average rent in Ireland was €1,452 per month. Landlords normally will look for a minimum of a 6% yield. And if you look at that, at a 6% yield, working out what 1452 is per month, per year, and about 15 years for the 6% yield, it comes in that the value of the property with the tenant in situ is 290,000. If you then look at the CSO website for the average price of houses sold in Ireland in July 2025, from the CSO we know that the average house is 445,000.
From speaking to opposition parties who are raising concerns about this, they're saying while it seems like it protects tenants for 6 years, most tenants actually leave after about 3.5, and that rents can then be reset to market rate. Also, tenants themselves would say rents are already extortionate. Do you feel like landlords are being portrayed maybe slightly unfairly as trying to rip people off in this scenario?
Probably we are being portrayed unfairly. At the same time, we are providing a service. We are providing a roof. As time has gone on, I think that narrative has changed phenomenally. I know the last property that I letted out, I had 200 applicants. I had 80 phone calls and I saw 30 people, of which 29 walk away disappointed. So I think a lot of tenants are starting to realise that the local landlord in Ireland is a valuable asset.
Do you think we might be looking at the end, I suppose, of the small landlord in the coming years? Are changes like this going to start phasing people out of the industry?
I think we're going to see a change of the small landlord going to the investment fund landlord. If you compare Ireland to Scotland, and Scotland has the same population basically as Ireland, and we're a very similar sort of culture, they have 350,000 flats in Scotland rented out. We have 240,000 flats. But if you look at the number of landlords in Scotland, they have 250,000 and we have 104,000. And that's because it's the investment funds that are buying up and the investment funds that are investing in it. And don't get me wrong, Emily, we do need money coming into the system and building of new properties. Where we are worried is that the 240,000 existing units that we have with the 104,000 landlords, that they are going to diminish in time.
Okay, so it seems from what you've told us so far, Emily, that neither renters nor landlords are happy. Is anyone with this law change?
Well, as I mentioned there in that clip, opposition parties aren't happy either. And they've been raising their concerns with the government since they first announced the changes last year. Their fears that it will drive up rents because while the landlord can't reset to market rate within 6 years, the average tenancy is actually about 3.5 years. So if a tenant voluntarily leaves after that amount of time, rents can be reset much sooner and way above the 2% cap that's in place otherwise. So we saw last week the country's largest landlord said its rental income could surge by 25%. So there are signs that it might drastically increase rents that are already quite high for a lot of people. The government, however, is standing by the decision to introduce the legislation and claims it'll be beneficial in terms of long-term supply and will address the housing supply and homelessness crisis in the long term. It's saying it's doing its best to strike a balance with these changes between tenants and landlords. And Housing Minister James Brown has also been rejecting the opposition's projections.
We know we have a housing crisis, which is a supply crisis. We have a rental crisis, which is a supply crisis. And we have a homeless crisis, again, which is a supply crisis. The solution is more homes. I have to think about those people who are renting, but I also have to think about those people who are at home who can't get anywhere to rent. And the way to get them the homes that they need is by increasing that supply. That means striking a balance. And what we're doing here is actually providing rent security of tenure. That means people will for the first time know that they have a certain length of time committed to be able to stay in their home, but also securing additional investment so that there's that level of certainty for investors, for developers to know what return they can make. The average tenancy is 3.5 years, and for me that is part of what I'm trying to resolve here, and I believe we will through this security of tenure for tenants drive up that length of average tenancy, because we know homelessness, for example, is absolutely been driven by notice to quit, that churn within residences, people, tenants being put out of their homes, and this will reduce that quite significantly. And you know, the nature of renters are changing as well. You know, people are renting for longer. We want them to be able to put roots down even where they're renting, that they call that home, and that's normal behavior for like in the rest of Europe. So what we're bringing in here to give strength and tenants rights is what's normal across the rest of Europe.
Well, you're getting messages in, Emily, you won't be surprised to hear, and this one asks about their elderly parents who are landlords and wondering if they die before the end of a six-year term, will those who inherit their estate be able to sell the property after their death? Now, you addressed this earlier on. No, not until that six-year lease is up. Is that right?
They can sell the property, but they will have to sell it with the tenants in situ. Okay. So that's the thing. And that's where there are serious concerns about what that will, the effect that will have on the value of the home, because it, you, landlords are saying you won't get the same price for the home with tenants in situ as you would with an empty home, because you, if the 6 year duration hasn't been seen the whole way through, you can't evict those tenants.
Okay. Yeah. And now, whether people like it or not, the rules are in place as of yesterday. So what can people do if they have concerns?
Yeah, so as those texts are coming in, of course, many renters and landlords alike will understandably be concerned about rights, and there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot to kind of wrap your head around here. But the important thing to remember, especially for renters, is that you do have rights despite any of these updates, and those rights still are very much in place. So Threshold, of course, is well known for offering advice and representing tenants when they face problems. And the organisation is no exception to the list of groups with concerns over this new bill. So I sat down with CEO John Mark McCafferty to hear what Threshold's message is for government in all of this and what advice they have for renters now.
The main concern that Threshold has is around those rent resets. That will no doubt be much higher than the increases that we see annually according to the rent pressure zones, which is a maximum of 2%. Affordability has already been a concern for well over a decade. You know, there's a kind of a bet on there being, in the medium to longer term, greater supply by landlords over time. However, that carrot, if you like, of the rent resets does have major implications, I think, for affordability issues. For the last number of years, notices of termination, the prospect of eviction, that's been the number one concern facing renters who've contacted us. What we have seen in the last 6 months is an increase in multiple evictions by a single landlord, and that is a concern. There's talk of or some detail around new legislation regarding tenure, regarding rentals. Landlords, especially smaller landlords, may react in certain ways, and obviously that's a concern. We're monitoring that, but we find that generally speaking, when renters are faced with a notice of termination, it's generally because the landlord is claiming that they're going to sell, or indeed that a family member of the landlord, or indeed the landlord themselves, wishes to use that property for personal use. They are legitimate reasons. If they're going to go ahead with the rent resets, They have to ensure that the housing assistance payment levels are increased in line with those rent resets. Essentially, the HAP limits are way below the asking price, and therefore it's very difficult to access rental housing now if you're eligible for the housing assistance payment. So it's already a very challenging situation. My advice is to contact Threshold for advice, whether it's a small query you have, or you're concerned about losing your home, or you have a number of queries or worries. We're there to assist and advise renters.
So John Mark McCafferty there from Threshold, speaking to our reporter Emily Keegan.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.